Hey, 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 mi gente. Welcome back to All About Nothing with Jay, where we talk about everything, nothing, and all those things you should probably be telling a therapist, but you're telling your best friend at 2 a.m. through Instagram Reels. Today's episode, we're getting real about scarcity mindset. See, that little Puerto Rican Latino inner voice that says, don't buy that, you don't need it, even though you literally do, like shoes, clothes, happiness. Listen, if you grew up Latino, especially Puerto Rican, you know scarcity mindset lives rent-free in our DNA. Butter containers? Haha, that's not butter. That's probably arroz con gandules or bacalao. And if you ever found actual butter in there, witchery, brujería, somebody call mommy, la abuela, the titis, the priest, and don't forget to light a candle because that is not normal. Now don't come at me. Don't come for me. I know every culture has its version of this. I'm just speaking from my Latina, Puerto Rican, Gen X point of view, where the trauma meets café. We're gonna talk about where this mindset comes from, how it shows up in our money, love, and parenting, and how to break it while keeping the sauce and sazón and the sanity. And before we dive in, quick shout out to my coffee. Without you, none of this would be possible. You are the real MVP. All right, let's get into it. So, scarcity mindset. Basically, that little gremlin in your brain that keeps whispering, there's not enough. Not enough food, not enough money, not enough time, not enough peace, not enough aguacates at HEB, and don't even get me started with the price of those now. $2.59 each? What for? It better peel itself and make me guacamole. This mindset makes you feel guilty for wanting more, like abundance is only for other people. And you know what? We learned it young. Let me paint a picture. I'm 8 years old. We're in Puerto Rico, and my abuelita has the good towels. And if you know, you know. These are the good towels hanging in the bathroom that have lace and whatnot, and you're not allowed to use them. I'm over here drying off with something that feels like a Brillo pad while she has these really nice fancy towels that I can't touch. I'm like, what is this? A museum exhibit? Who is my abuelita saving those towels for? The Queen of England? Spoiler alert, abuelita. She's not coming. She doesn't even know where Bayamón is. Just saying. Meanwhile, I'm over here scratching my back with this, I guess you can call it a towel. Like I'm exfoliating trauma off my body. And you know what is wild? That energy follows us. I am 52 years old, still telling myself, maybe next month I'll buy the good lotion. Maybe next month I'll get that haircut. Maybe next month I'll buy those nice running shoes. Girl, please, when? When are you going to do this? When you're a ghost haunting Walmart? Get out of here. Now listen, our parents did not wake up one day and say, hey, let's raise our kids to fear joy. No, they were just in survival mode. My parents came to the States with a suitcase, an accent, and a bag full of adobo. They had to save every penny. That's why we reused everything. Plastic bags, wrapping paper, Ziploc bags, Tupperware that wasn't Tupperware. And if you're Puerto Rican, you know about the plastic cover couches. Now, I believe a lot of people are familiar with this, but I'm just speaking from my experience. The couch that wasn't furniture, you weren't allowed to sit on it. It's like you're living in a museum that is dedicated to the struggles of being poor. And food, oh my God, the food rules. Eat all your food on your plate. There's starving kids in Africa. Don't eat too much. Why are you eating that? Save it for someone else. And then 5 minutes later, here comes your titi. Ay, mija, you look a little flaca. Eat some more. Mira, titi, please, choose your trauma. You can't body shame me and then feed me 6 servings of pernil. Pick one. It's all love, though. They were teaching us how to survive, but survival mode got stuck in our DNA. That's why I feel guilty taking a day off. I'll be sick, voice gone, foot hurting, back aching, and I'm still like, let me log in real quick. Girl, no, log out. You are not out here curing cancer. You're just replying to emails that are not urgent. Scarcity mindset sneaks into everything. Money, love, parenting, and even self-worth. We say investing is for the rich people, but Becky in accounting has 12 Airbnbs and a Roth IRA. Make it make sense. We don't trust the stock market, but we sure do trust Walmart. We dropped $200 in there for what we call essentials, which technically include 3 candles, a throw pillow, and a stupid ass shirt that says weekend vibes. And don't even lie, you got a rainy day fund that's really just a stash of coupons and half used gift cards. In love, how does this affect us when we are in love? We stay in relationships past expiration like bad yogurts because we think no one else would want me. Please. There are people out here falling in love with other people in other countries they've never met in person. You'll be fine. And as a parent, ay Dios mío, we pass that scarcity mindset on like a family heirloom. We tell our kids, don't waste that. But then we don't even eat the leftovers ourselves because we're watching our sodium. It's like trauma with sazón. And it's just not money or food, it's opportunities. We think if someone else wins, we lose. But mi gente, success is not a bowl of rice. There's enough for everyone. So let's fix this Puerto Rican style. First, catch yourself in the act. You're washing Ziploc bags for the 4th time? Ask yourself, am I trying to save the planet or am I just afraid to spend $3? Start affirming, there is enough. I deserve nice things. I can use the good towels today. Stop saying someday. You've been saying someday since the MySpace was a thing, since before the internet was invented, let's be honest. And listen, support your people. If your prima sells candles, buy one. Don't be like, oh, Marshall has them cheaper. Marshall doesn't know your name, Maria. Latinos love to compete instead of collaborate. It's time we flip that script. If your cousin wins, clap for your cousin like you're at church. There is room for everyone at the table. And if there's not, bring your own folding chair. Preferably the one that's in your trunk, because you know we all have that one. Scarcity mindset saved our families once. It made them resourceful, creative, and tough. But now it's the thing that's keeping us tired, anxious, and broke in spirit. You can't manifest abundance while hoarding ketchup packets from McDonald's for an just-in-case moment. I don't want my kids to think joy is a luxury. I want them to see me laugh loud, rest without guilt, and dance in the kitchen for no reason. And if I can buy myself a Starbucks latte without crying over it, that's not bougie. That's just healing. Abundance is not showing off, it's peace. It's knowing you're safe even when the fridge is packed. It's realizing that you can use the good towels whenever you want to, and the world is not going to crumble. And if my abuelita could see me now, she would probably still yell at me for using the fancy towels, but she'd smile because she knows all that saving, all that struggle, it led here to me, to us, to breaking the cycle. And on a side note, my abuelita has been gone for 41 years, and I still think about her every day. So if you still have your abuelita or abuelito still with you, hug and kiss on them, because they're not going to be here forever. All right, so now back to our scheduled programming. Sorry, I got a little emotional there. Some people sent me some information. It was really funny, and I love it. Maria from Orlando said her abuelita ironed dollar bills so they looked new. Ma'am, money laundering is not supposed to be taken literal. Jose from Chicago said his mom uses tea bags so many times. They look like ghosts from Trauma Pass. Sir, that's not tea. That's sadness and water. And this one, y'all, be ready. Someone's dad saved twisty ties in a jar just in case. Just in case what, sir? Are we opening a bread factory? And y'all know, it's real. We all have that drawer full of ketchup packets that we've had since, oh my God, probably the Clinton administration. It's time to get rid of those. So the moral of the story, my gente. Stop saving your joy for later. Later isn't promised. Open the good towels. Eat the good cheese. Use the real butter. Take vacations. Buy the nice lotion. And stop waiting for the perfect time to be happy. There's enough for all of us. Enough love, money, peace, and cafecito. Thank you for tuning into All About Nothing with Jay. If you laughed, shared a memory, or realized you're still using the Kubo container for rice, go hit that follow. Share it with your cousins. Tell her Jay say. So the moral of the story, mi gente, stop saving your joy for later. Later is not promised. Use the good towels. Eat the good cheese. Drink the good wine. Use real butter. Take the vacation, buy the nice lotion, and stop waiting for the perfect time to be happy. There's enough for all of us. Enough love, money, peace, and cafecito. Thank you for tuning in to All About Nothing with Jay. If you laughed, shared a memory, or realized you're still using the Cool Whip container for rice, go hit that follow, share it with your cousin, and tell her Jay said to mind her budget, but live her life. Now go dance in your kitchen, shake that perimenopausal booty, and buy the good towels. As always, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Until next time, love, Jay.